Let's turn in the scriptures to Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs 28, we'll be reading here the verses 1 through 28, the whole chapter. Proverbs 28, verse 1, these are God's words. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a ranging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Those are God's words. And just looking at one, there's a few themes in the chapter, but looking at one today, the wicked versus the righteous. What is true wisdom is what Jesus Christ here teaches. It's found in Him. Verse 1 Does the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion? Verse 4, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Verse 9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Verse 10, whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Verse 18, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Verse 23, he that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. And verse 28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. And so, friends, we are to turn from all the wicked ways, our sinful ways, to the Lord in Jesus Christ, and we will be blessed. Let's pray to the Lord. Our Father, we're thankful for your word this morning. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is wisdom. And we're thankful that we have in your word been taught your ways, the ways of wisdom. And Father, we plead that you would make us wise, to turn away from us all foolishness and folly. That you would grant to us every day your law, your word. That even our prayers would not be abomination to you. Father, we ask that you would show mercy to us. We come confessing our sins. We have broken your commandments. We have broken your commandments in thought, word, and deed. We've broken all of them. I'm guilty of all of them. And yet, Father, you're a merciful God. And so, Father, as we hate our sin, we hate unrighteousness, we pray that we would love righteousness, that we would love wisdom, that we would love you, and to turn to you from every false way, for you're the God of truth. And as you teach us about that this morning, we ask that you would grant to us discernment. But discernment we know only comes by knowing your word. And so grant us by your Spirit, your word, that we would meditate upon the law day and night, that you would grant to us your favor and your mercy. But Father, we do ask that you would sanctify your people, that you would encourage us in Christ and take hold of us, that we would not turn away from you, that we would be upheld and not fall. My Father, what great promises you give that even when we fall, you pick us back up and you set us on the solid rock of Christ, your Son. And Father, we ask that you would set us today upon your Son and that we would lean upon him, not our own understanding, but lean upon you. Father, we ask that you would provide for this congregation. For many years we have struggled financially. And yet, Father, we're thankful for what you are doing amongst us. We're thankful for all who have given to you. But Father, we need more. We need your provision, if that is your will. But whatever is provided, Father, we know that's exactly what we need. And so we trust your plan. We do pray that you would make us to be cheerful givers, voluntary givers, sacrificial givers. And all that we do give will go to the furtherance of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, your Son, and for the proclamation of the gospel to the ends of the earth. that more churches would be planted, that the kingdom would grow, and that Satan's kingdom would be destroyed. Father, we pray that you would protect this congregation from sin and evil and the wolves and the false prophets. Father, we ask that you would make us to be men and women and children of the Word, that we would know your ways, and that when we see bad fruit, we would be able to spot it easily, and that we would turn from every false way. Father, grant us your favor and your Word. We're thankful for the many years that we have been a congregation. You have not took your Word from us. You have always given your Word through multiple ministers and elders as we've worshiped you. And we're thankful for that. We ask that you would continue that for many years to come, that your name in this place would be praised and adored and bowed down to. We pray also for our souls, that you would grow us in faith, turn us to repentance, a repentance that is daily and hourly, and that you would make us to be humble before you. Father, even as we heard in Proverbs 28, we pray that we would contend with the wicked and with evil, and that we would confront such with your Word. Father, we also pray and ask for your help, that you would also heal bodies and strengthen your people who are not feeling well. And Father, we also pray that you would be with those who are weak, and you would strengthen them in Christ your Son. We pray for the mothers who are expecting new babies. We praise you for the great blessings you've brought to them. And we pray that you would keep them healthy and keep the babies healthy. But above all, as we often pray, we pray for their souls. The souls of the children. The souls of the mothers. The souls of the fathers. That you would grant salvation to each one. And that you would grant your favor upon each one. Father, we pray that you would bring it about that Vanessa's husband would make it here soon. That he would not miss one day with his child. And how much we know Vanessa needs him. And so, Father, we know it's not good for man to be alone. And so, Father, we pray that you would bring that about soon, if it would be your will. Father, we pray that you would, for those who desire children, Father, provide those children. They desire blessing. And so how could you refuse? And so, Father, we pray for your will to be done. And grant to each one who desires children that you say are good. We pray that you would grant them children. And many blessings. And blessings to your church. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.